Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship, I'm drawing your attentions this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we're going to be in this passage today in our service. But I want to draw out two verses of Scripture where the Apostle Paul in verse 10 had said, "And indeed you do it toward all the brethren," speaking of their love to those that were in the church, and said, "which are also in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing." You know, it's an amazing thing that living life in this world in Jesus Christ is very practical. It's not pie in the sky, it's not mystical. In the sense that when we have duties to perform, we're to do them. And he says, you know, you need to study. Make it your ambition to be living a quiet life. That's what he says there. And then to do your own business. Not to be dependent on somebody else, but rather, and obviously there's exceptions to that because people may not be able to work because of physical limitations or whatever, but to work and do your own business, and that you work with your own hands. Learning that labor is one of the original virtues. Isn't that what the Lord gave Adam in the garden when he was by himself? He was working. He had a purpose. And whenever we substitute other things for God's plan for his people, and we have put in this codependency upon government and everybody else, and I don't have to do anything. People went crazy when they said, "We're going to put in a work requirement for being on welfare." And they were just going crazy. "Oh, this is awful. This is terrible." But that's a good thing. They need to work with their hands. Even if they can't move with their feet, they can learn to work with their hands and be productive. So the Lord here says, "I've given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And life here upon this earth until I come is to be lived practically and honestly before men." I'm so thankful for the testimony of this passage of Scripture here to remind the Thessalonian believers that they weren't to quit their jobs and wait for the Lord to come back. That was not their job. They were to be busy. They were to conduct their business. They were to live honestly before others, work with their own hands, study, make it your ambition to live a quiet life in Christ Jesus. And so I'm so thankful for what the Lord has shared with us. It gives us a base of understanding here in this world that if a man won't work, you understand now what Paul says through the pen of inspiration, he should not eat. Now people say, "Oh, that's ungracious, that's unkind." No, that's just practical. Obviously, people that need help, we should help. I'm not saying that at all. But there are some people that are lazy. And they do not labor, they do not work, and they don't understand the virtue that God has laid out in His Word. And so I want to encourage you today as we look at these three principles that are found here before He gets to the great truth of the rapture that's yet future, He tells us how to live life here. And I'm so thankful for that today.